Sure, there we go. Well, we'd like to again welcome each of you here this afternoon on this Christmas Eve. It's a very interesting time for us to meet together like this, but we're glad for the privilege of doing so. I'd like to just pray and ask the Lord as we take a moment to look into His Word. Our Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you so much that we can worship Christ the Lord through song, through scripture, through prayer, and Lord, through our own meditations of our heart, we're grateful that we can turn to you this afternoon. So God, as we are here today, may you, God, speak to us and teach us briefly from this word, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to take a few minutes to share with you a couple of thoughts this afternoon, and I trust that it'll be a blessing to you. 2020 is almost over. Who would have thought? Who would have thought what this year has brought us? What a ride it's been. Last Christmas Eve, we had no idea what was coming. Yet hardly anyone on the planet has not been affected by what's transpired. Across the board, from health to jobs to economy to education to businesses to travel to communities to weddings to funerals, everybody's been affected. Except, I understand, a few farmers have been able to carry on like nothing's happened. But you are privileged. This year ends with everybody waiting. We're waiting. We're all waiting. We're waiting for an answer. We're waiting for hope. When can we go back to normal? When can we go back to having family in freely? When can we be free to travel again? When can we be free to cough without an apology? We're all waiting. The world is waiting for an answer. The world is waiting for hope. Will vaccines provide the answer we're hoping for? Will government legislation and stimulus spending lead us out of our distress? Will we ever fully return to what we once hoped for and took for granted? We're all waiting. 2,000 years ago, the descendants of Abraham were waiting. After having been slaves in Egypt and Assyria and Babylon and now in Rome to the Romans, they were waiting. They were waiting for the long promised deliverer. And then, on a quiet hillside outside Bethlehem, the skies burst forth with an angelic announcement that heralded the exact evening God was announcing to the world, the wait was over. The scripture verse that we have used as a theme for these three services today comes from Luke chapter 2, verse 11, which is what the angels told the shepherds. They said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Can I just break that phrase down in just a few thoughts for you? For unto you. The announcement was specific. It was definitely to the shepherds. It was intended for the Jews. But it was also intended to all who have been marginalized, oppressed, fearful, discouraged, and waiting. It's a specific announcement to all people of all times down through the centuries who are looking for hope, who are looking for a return to something that they have long been missing. The announcement is to you. To you has been born. How could it be? The eternal, omnipotent, all-powerful God is now revealing himself through the birth of a tiny, helpless infant. An infant now subject to all the limitations of all earth dwellers. God born in human flesh. This deliverer would come to experience the full range of emotions and pain, and conflict, temptations and trials common to every human being. This deliverer would understand us. For unto you is born this day in the city of David. The announcement finds its fulfillment in real time and space. The scripture says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. The prophetic promises were being fulfilled in a moment of time. God visits time and space. God visits you. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Could this baby be the long-awaited deliverer sent to rescue the descendants of Abraham? Well, time would tell that Jesus' purpose in his first coming was not to deliver them from the oppression of the Roman tyranny, but to set people free from slavery to sin and the fear of death. Jesus came to redeem people back from the consequences of what our own nature, our choices, and our sin has caused us, and the broken relationship that we've had with our Heavenly Father. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ, Christ the Anointed One, pleasing to the Father, empowered by the Holy Spirit to heal the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead, preach the good news of the kingdom of God. But unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. I believe the last phrase, the last words are the most significant. Christ the Lord. For we know that Jesus went on to live, to die, and then to rise again from the dead. He conquered sin, Satan, and death. He now sits in heaven, Lord over all the universe, all-knowing, all-powerful, waiting the final purposes of God in his return the second time to this earth. He is Lord. Now we know the shepherds went with haste to see this blessed promise, this waiting, this longing, and they found the answer, a tiny baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. So today we find ourselves waiting. We long to return to normal, but I'd like to ask you a challenging question. Will normal be enough? Will normal be enough? Was it ever enough? How many remember normal before 9/11? That's a long time ago, isn't it? We've moved on. We've adjusted. We've faced new challenges, new obstacles. You know, folks, it would not surprise me that the memory of pre-COVID will also fade as we face the next personal or global challenge that hits us. You see, we can't go back to normal thinking that that would solve all our problems. The really only significant normal we could ever return to that would answer our problems and our trials would be going back to the pre-normal of life without sin. Only Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden experienced the kind of normal God intends for all human beings. That's the only normal that will work. A normal of innocence, a normal of relationships, a normal of no fear, a normal of no concern, no worries. That's the normal we need. And that's the normal that God intended through sending his son Jesus Christ to be the Savior of the world. By nature, we're all inclined to a stubborn independence. By nature, we'd like to try to solve these problems ourselves. By nature, we'd actually like to rebel against even the mention of God's name, God's power, and God's purposes. Throughout history, mankind, humankind, have searched for answers to life's problems, often anywhere but from God. Especially in this generation, we're experiencing this search for answers anywhere but God. As a result, there's still lots of anxiety and uncertainty as we wait. No one knows what will happen next. I will tell you one thing that's certain. It is certain that in the course of physical existence, we will all experience death. One day, it's going to happen to us all. The Bible tells us clearly that one day we will all stand before the perfect and holy God to give an account of our lives before Him. And quite truthfully, one sin, just one sin on our part, disqualifies us from being fit to approach Him, much less live in His presence. The distance we may keep from God now will only be continued for all eternity. The wages of sin is death, physical and spiritual. But this Christmas Eve, this day, this December 24th, as we've come to consider and to worship the Messiah, the newborn King, the Son of God, come. We've come to recognize that Jesus is our deliverer from sin's penalty and the separation it's caused, our deliverer. Jesus, by His own obedience to His Heavenly Father, has taken our sins upon Himself on the cross, died, took the punishment for our sin, that now God is free, without betraying His own holiness, to now extend His love and His forgiveness and His grace to every single one of us. This is the normal we're all longing for. The God normal, then, is to live without fear, without anxiety, without worry. The new normal, the God normal, is a life where we don't worry. Instead, we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and we trust Him. And then when we are assured that nothing can separate us from the love of God, neither heights nor depths nor life nor death, we live a normal that's no longer governed by fear, by worry, by despair. We don't expect the government to be our Savior. We don't put all our hope in the fact or the thought that human ingenuity will solve our problems. Folks, a vaccine will not be our lasting deliverer. Here at the Westlock Gospel Chapel, it is our intent and our purpose to introduce people to a life of the kind of normal God intends for us to live. A life of trust, a life of faith, a life of peace. Knowing that in this life, yes, we'll still face challenges, but our Father knows what we have need of. And as we look forward into the future, into eternity, we know that we will have life everlasting with Him. It's about coming alive in your spirit. It's not about being religious. It's not about adopting just a new moral code or starting some new tradition. But it's about being alive, about being made new in the way we think, in the way we deal with problems, in the way we face challenges. It's about a life lived whereby in every situation, because of a relationship we have with our Father in heaven, we can talk to Him, we can pray, we can cast our cares upon Him. And then, under the authority of His Lordship, we know that we're cared for, protected, and that He is our hope and our Savior. So it's our desire to encourage you to trust the Lord. That's the normal we need. Because we don't know really what tomorrow holds here. But when God holds us in His hands, we don't need to be afraid. That's what we're waiting for. Let's pray together. Father God, You know each individual here. You know the deepest longings of our heart. You know what we are waiting for. And I pray by the the story of Christmas by the message of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, you would lead each one of us into a personal, growing, ever-deepening relationship with you. So that, Lord, no matter what 2021 might bring us, Lord, we can know and be assured that nothing separates us from your love. Lord, guide each one here in this journey of faith and trust. Even for here, Lord God, many who have trusted you years ago, who've, Lord, received you as their Savior, who are surrendering to you as their Lord. Lord, each one of us, Lord, we need to grow further in this deep trust and relationship with you. Thank you, Lord, that you are the answer to our deepest longing, our deepest waiting. And we celebrate, Lord, even with the shepherds 2,000 years ago, that angelic announcement, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Because we don't have a lot of opportunity to just talk with you here today, the way we need to run this gathering, if you would like to just get in touch with us, or one of us, one of the leaders here, get in touch with you, please fill out that little brochure, little card that's there with you. Drop it off in the entryway as you leave, and we'll try to get back to in touch with you just to talk, to pray with you, to talk further about a life of relationship and trust in the Lord. God bless each one of you.